Stormwatch with Chip Merriweather.
G'day sports fans, Scoops Djokovic here, intrepid sports reporter, once again having to take things into my own hands. Just like my third honeymoon. Chip remains a-hole. What's that? AWOL, I apologize. Supposedly, his absence has something to do with an illegitimate child named Pepe. Well, it was a muggy manic Monday. Side note, did you know Prince wrote that song? Freaking musical genius. Yet I digress. On a day like today, many people would say it's not the heat, it's the Hannet that gets to you. And indeed, our faithful Stormies faced off against the recently attendancely challenged squad. Granted, the orange bench was like my dock. Short and challenged in strong winds. That's right, I said dock. Not sure what you were thinking, you sick, sick people. The first inning saw the teams face off 8v8, as some team members haven't quite learned how to read yet. More on that later. The Polymerics scored 3, whilst the occluded fronts tallied a geese a-laying. Is it too soon for Christmas puns? The foreshadowed highlight here being that the cereal man, General Mills, cashed in his lucky charms by hitting both a triple and a double in the first inning. Make the score 6-3 Storm. Just in time for the top of the second, a stray player wandered in blindly off the street. He gathered a glove and some poorly chosen colored shoes and took to the field for the Stormies. This slightly more hairy Mr. Magoo would help round out the 9 the Storm needed. Those malleable men of Hannet scored a single run, while the Storm plated a deuce, with absolutely no help from Mr. Magoo, who through squinted eyes popped up to the Hannet catcher, who, dressed in orange, seemed a little too pleased with himself. Storm 8, Hannet 4. In the third, the thermosetting Polymers were kick-saved at a beauty shutout, while the Storm removed their mittens to counter Finn, with the General adding a home run to his bowl of tricks. The low light once again centered on Mr. Magoo. Now adorned in actual athletic wear, hit a ball 8 feet farther than his previous, only to be foiled by the fishnet-like hands of one Joseph J. Pilkey. 13-4 for the Storm. The fourth, Saw, not a great movie, by the way, the first Saw was much better, those lads of high molecular weight plate my social status, no matter how much I swipe to the right, with the pylons d'orange adding on the allowed 6th. However, a rarely seen phenomenon was starting to take shape. The usually dependable Captain Underpants, master of the mound, usurper of the underhand, was starting to miss the plate. And by plate, I mean the large 2x4 plywood plank. And he was giving up walks. Walks, I say, people. Was he trying to gauge the winds? Was the barometric pressure too much for him? Stay tuned. Meanwhile, the Storm said cheerio to the cereal man as he finished his pursuit of the cycle with a Kelly Gruber-like double that he turned into the single he so desperately needed. Top of the 5th. And the deluge to our oceans once again scored a cardinal number, indicating the absence of any or all units under consideration. Don't say Uncle Scoops don't teach you nothing, kids. The home team had a menage a trois at the plate, with Big Daddy D giving a spank to the fence top for a ricocheted home run, whilst the beam continues to pound the ball at inappropriate times, very much like a 14-year-old me at my cousin's wedding. Storm leading 22-5. One would think, after hearing all of the aforementioned, that this game was home and cooled out for the Tangerine Dreamers. But no, the top of the 6 saw the moldable one step up to the plate multiple times and extrude a multitude of runs. Bingo, the dancing monkey, who arrives whenever the Storm's defense gets a little bananas, started to show up and crank his little accordion and dance a happy little chaotic monkey dance all over the field. The Storm's left fielder seemed to have brought his work to the game, as there seemed to be a paint shaker in his hands whenever he had to handle the ball. Well, and as many of our senior players can relate to, balls were dropping everywhere. The plastic scored an impressive Stranger Things main character to make the game a closer one. The Citrus led off their half the inning with a seeing-eyed solo home run by Mr. Magoo, who was probably actually just swatting at a mosquito. Storm led 26-16. With 2 minutes left, the Synthetic Boys absolutely had to hit. And just like when I went missing for 3 days on the Appalachian Trail, nobody cared. Make the final 26-16. This has been Scoops Djokovic, intrepid sports reporter.
Storm Watch with Chip Merritt.